Okay, we've got Greg Duchet. We need the Natty or Not Police. I've been doing Natty or Not videos. I think I was the first. Was I the first Natty or Not YouTube channel out there? I remember doing Natty or Nots back in 2010, 2011. Calling out Sean Croxton, etc. Back in the day. Anyway, this video is about Greg Duchet. No hate to Greg. I don't believe, though. You know, and I'm going to be totally real. Me and Greg, same age. We've both got, you know, attractive fit girlfriends, etc. We're both YouTubers, etc. We both worked in the fitness industry for a long time. My specialty is in weight loss, sustained weight loss, not just cutting down for show, but like staying lean year in, year out, decade in, without having to calorie restrict. So we're on very similar parallels there, me and Greg. You know, he's into bike racing, and I've been bike racing for like 24 odd years. He is into anabolics. I am recently into anabolics, but I've been around him since 1997. My friends using back in the day, and also working the gyms myself since 99. So I've been around the scene for a long time. First started using anabolics myself back in 2014. Then you can sort of see some of my older videos. I look a lot different. You know, I've aged differently. My voice is a lot deeper. Some people say I'm into a man, etc. So it is. Maybe my grandma said that. She's like, "Wow, Harley's finally become a man." I was like, "No, it's steroids now." She's like, "What? What are steroids?" But yeah, so I've used different compounds, you know, been in Thailand for many years and things like that. So I've been around the prescription, AUGL, blah, blah, blah. And I don't recommend anyone use anything. I'm just being honest and transparent as I am with my audience when it comes to health, fitness, these topics. I don't tell you everything I do in my life, but I tell you what I feel is, you know, what truth is really going to help you in your life. All right. So there's so many fake natties out there, Athlene X, you know, Nippard, all these people, you know, just absolutely lying through their teeth about their own personal usages. And sure, if you don't want to tell people you're using stuff, okay, I get that, but all these teenagers who are buying your programs, training the house down, thinking they're going to get the biceps or the delts and the pecs like you guys have, they're never going to have it. Not even going to look like they're going to the gym, really. I mean, look at the guy that Athlenex has trained up. Does dude even lift? He just looks like a fit high school dude. And nothing wrong with that. It's not a put down. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, unless you're taking the juice that they're taking, you ain't ever going to look even remotely close to them. So, again, Greg. Also, I had an issue with Greg. Again, it's not a personal thing. It's just, and I get why he doesn't tell the full truth. This is my opinion. I get why he doesn't tell the full story, because he's living in Canada there, and some compounds are illegal. I get it. So if he's saying, "Yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this," and it's like, you know, you're opening yourself for maybe an investigation. And he does have a criminal record. And I don't say that in like a bad way. Like, Greg Duchet is a criminal. You know, I say that that's just a matter of fact. And that's him saying that. That's not some troll, rumor, fake news, you know, slander nonsense, which anyone can do. Anyone can create a website and Google me up. People say anything about me. I'm a murderer, I'm a pedo, rapist, drug dealer, blah, 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 whatever. Anyone can do that. We're talking real stuff. So Greg was convicted in court, pled guilty, said, "Yep, I was, yes, a big-time juice dealer in Canada there." So I struggle to believe that Greg was a dedicated bodybuilder, and all of a sudden overnight, he left natty status and become, you know, quite a proliferant anabolic dealer. So it doesn't happen like that. He's always been on the anabolics, you know. No, I shouldn't say always. When he was a toddler, he wasn't, obviously. But once you get into that bodybuilding scene, your goal is muscle. You go to the gym. You're introduced to anabolics in the first year. You know, Greg's a social guy. He's like, no, 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 no. He's the sort of guy I can just talk to people. And if you're like that, you're going to get exposed to anabolics really early on. "I didn't do anabolics. I was natty. I was just hard work and egg whites, yeah." It's like, come on, man. It's like, so that's why I have an issue with Greg. He's claiming he's natty in those photos when he clearly is not. And anyone who's used anabolics, like pharma-grade anabolics, I'm not talking fake crap. I'm talking the real deal prescription-grade stuff. You know, once you use that and you're like, something in your brain, it changes. All of a sudden you're like, wow, I can see what's going on now in society on that anabolic angle. And so once you're in that reality, only a pharma-grade person really knows what I'm talking about. Until then, you got the 14-year-old virgin saying, nah, 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 nah. And that's okay. They're allowed to have their opinion. It's the internet. It's all good. So that's my issue is Greg doesn't, you know, he claims, I'm just like, man, just, it's 2021. It's okay to be honest about anabolic uses if you're an out, you know, you're influenced, etc. It's even encouraged, I mean, look at More Dates, More Plates. He's going viral. Dude's going viral just talking about it, you know? Because people are dying for some truth about the fitness and training behind the scenes. You know, that's why people respect me, because I'm just like, this is what I eat, this is what I don't eat, this is what I take, this is what I don't take. Boom, 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 boom. People are like, wow, okay, I get it. And so, you know, it's just, I'm going to pause this video, I'm going to show you a book quickly. All right, this book here, and just quickly as well, right? This is my dinner here. This is vegan ravioli, super low fat. You know, Greg has his mouse meals, and I'm like, you know, Greg, Natasha, my girlfriend, eats more than you sometimes. And I don't understand how you can have that mass and be, you know, high level cardio. Greg Duchesne's got some decent level cardio. Greg Duchesne, I would put money on it. He is the fittest YouTube fitness influencer out there, besides me. All right, but I'm not in that, you know, anabolic world. But I'd say the muscle guys, you know, the guys who use a lot of gear, Greg Duchesne would be to have the best cardio because he's into the bike riding. It just, you get, yeah, really good cardio with the bike. Anyway, this is a book, Positive. This is written by Werner Riederer. I got this 21 years ago, 2000. Actually, I think it was a bit after 2000. When was it published? Just so I'm not talking nonsense. It was published in 2000. So, yeah, almost 21 years ago, I got this book, and it was game-changing. It was talking about anabolics, and this guy's a, you know, Australia's best track and field athletes ever, and talked about how he was natty, and then when he went to go unnatty status, when he went to relinquish his natty status. It's a fantastic book. So if you can get a copy, very, very hard to get. Out of print, really, really hard to get. But a fantastic insight. So ever since reading this book, I was like, man, I had this like anabolic curiosity going on there. So yeah, it's been an itch that I've scratched over the years. So yeah, Greg Duchesne, definitely, he claims he only uses, I mean, I could be wrong, but from my assumption, he claimed he only uses 140 milligram of Tastip a week. I've used that amount, and it's like, hardly does anything in terms of like, you know, muscular gains, etc. You know, it's a very, very minor amount. Especially for someone like Greg, who's had to use a lot of compounds over the years. So I call BS that Greg is just using the TR2 amount, but he's not the only one out there who says, I just use TR2 amount. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm assuming he's claiming that because that's my assumption. Maybe he's done a video where, hey, I use this, I use that, I use that. Boom. Okay. Or I use, guys, don't. This is what I do. I do use a lot of anabolics over the year. Yeah, that's what I do. And that's what I'd say Greg does. That's my opinion. Strong opinion there based on personal experience of being a trainer for 24 years and also having used pharma-grade anabolics myself. I'm not an expert on anabolics, the topic. Like I am weight loss, nutrition, and cycling performance. I'm an expert on those things, running, etc. I'm not an expert on cycles and stuff like that. I'm an expert, though, on picking out people who are BSing of how much they really do use, all right? It's pretty easy because the body doesn't want to hold that much mass. It's always more going for catabolic state, especially Greg Duchesne's always going. He's just obsessed. Like he drinks diet soda. We drink here full sugar soda here in Australia. He has ice cream with like no fat, no sugar. And you know, we have full sugar caramel sauce. And he has like a little snack of ice cream. Like, this is like a vegan low fat ice cream. We have the whole tub each. So I don't get how can he have that, you know, that 3D muscle tier look on you know, rations, you know, like fair dinkum Aussie ration status. How can he, that's just not possible. Plus the cardio he's doing. When your VO2 max goes up, your muscle mass just shreds off. It just shreds off. I'm on a goal right now to try and hit 85 kg. I'm at 74 kilos at the moment. And for me to do that, I have to cut back the VO2 max ability there. It just shrinks your arms. Your arms just, your higher VO2 max, people don't know what VO2 max is. Most people don't know what it is. The higher VO2 max is how much, you know, cardio you've got. So the higher cardio, the higher the VO2 max. The higher VO2 max, the more your arms just shrink off. Even if you're on anabolics, you know, relatively speaking, it's crazy. Even if you've got amazing natural muscular genetics, a higher VO2 max, I've seen guys who had super ascetic arms, get into cycling, go really good in A grade, Div 1, VO2 max up, and their arms just shrink right up, you know. And so when Greg Duchesne is claiming, you know, 140 a week, I disagree with that. But hey, so there's another guy called Seth Pierce or someone who's just claiming he's 250 a week. It's like, I just don't get, you know, don't even claim a number. Just say, I ain't natty. Use your imagination what that means. I don't recommend not being natty. But that's what I am. I'm not natty but I'll go from there. Especially when you have that bodybuilding 990 physique. It's just, I don't know. But I think Greg Duché is doing a good service to the community by, you know, really pumping that Natty or Not series. Same with Derek for More Dates, More Planks. So I give a thumbs up there. Credits, give him where credit's due. I think it's great that they just call out a bit of BS. But again, Greg does a bit of half truth. He's like, Athlete X is Natty. Jeff Nippard's Natty. I'm like, come on, man. Like, he even said, did he say Simeon Panda's Natty or something? It's just like, come on, man. Like, you can't, you know, what's with the half truths, man? You know, I get sometimes in life half truths appropriate. When it comes to educating your audience who's expecting the truth from you to help them give life direction, you can't give a half truth, right? You might give a half truth to your girlfriend if the dress maybe doesn't look so good on her, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's cool. Maybe you give her the full untruth there to protect her feelings. But when it's your audience looking for truth, health, fitness, natty or not status, come on. Duché, Greg, I hope I'm pronouncing that name right. Just say it. Yeah, just say it. Say your honest opinion. Who cares if Jeff Nippard unfollows you or whatever? Who really cares? It's better just to be real like that. Because these kids need help, man. Even guys like Jeff Nippard and that, they need help. You know, imagine being that fake natty life. That ain't no fun. You're just stuffing mattresses full of noob cash, having all these, you know, noobs, 14-year-old virgin noobs, on their mum's Wi-Fi, thinking you're natty. You know, I'm going to get like Nippard, I'm going to get like Athlean X, and Matt does anabolics and all that stuff. You know, like, he's just, it's crazy. So I don't understand how, I don't understand why Greg talks about his calories in, calories out. It's macros matters, not calories, man. Macros matters. If your diet's 3,000 calories of fat, you're going to be pretty fat. You're going to have a high body fat level. Eventually, you're going to burn out. Your thyroid's going to tank, and you're going to become a fat storer. And you can become obese. Or not maybe not like a 600-pound person, but you can become definitely overweight, you know, at a performance level, at a society level, and are very unhealthy if you're having 3,000 calories a day from fat. You just will long-term, you know? You will long-term. You'll have heart disease issues. You'll have type 2 diabetes because your insulin resistance will be cranking because all the fat is just coating your insulin receptor site. You have a lot of issues. It's crazy. Like, macros matter. If I have too much oil, my asthma gets triggered from all the cat fur. You know, I get a bit out of breath. I can eat 3,000 calories a day, or 4,000 or 5,000 or 8,000 calories a day from vegan food. But if there's too much oil in there, too much fat, over 50 grams a day, I've noticed my lungs, I'm just like, because the cat fur in this house, all the pussy, you know, I've got such pussy in this house. It's just like the pussy fur just, it gets in my lungs. My allergy gets triggered right up. So macros matter more than calories do. Because, you know, you get 500 grams of carbs a day and to perform quite well, if that's all you need, 500 grams of carbs a day, if you get 500 grams, you know, 2,000 calories of fat a day, you're going to perform like crap. Macros matter. Calories don't. Calories is like right down the line. I mean, obviously, you want to have 2 calories a day, but calories and calories, yeah, put the fork down. Greg, you're doing yourself a disservice by promoting that crap. You're doing your audience is a disservice because you're already using creating eating disorders where I can eat whatever I want as long as under the calories. Who knows how many calories somebody really even needs? You've got to eat based on your hunger, your appetite. If you want more food, eat more. If you want more carbs, eat more. You know, and if you're starting to crave fat because you don't eat enough carbs, right, get the sugar in, get the fruit in, get the white rice. And, you know, I don't have to starve myself. I have full tubs of ice cream, full 2 liter things of soda here. You know, drink lots of water, go to bed early. Low fats, where it's at. I've been vegan for 20 years now. 20 years, April 2001. So definitely, it helps you stay lean, low body fat. Again, I should say, I do eat low fat diet, you know, pretty much year round. I have to. I can't breathe properly if I eat too much fat and live in this house full of pussy. Asthma just gets too bad. I like breathing. So anyway, that's the deal there. No hate to Greg Duché. But yeah, if you want to do a live debate, talk about this more in depth, calories in, calories out, blah, 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 blah. You know, I get it that you can't talk exactly in detail what you're using because of certain laws. I get that, but just don't say you're on 140 a week, even if that's what you are saying. Could be wrong. If I am, let me know down below. Peace, gang. Natty Not Police. Greg Duché, half truth in it right now. We want the full truth, Greg.